Hi, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Cinema Spotlight. This morning, I'm joined by Christy Birch. She's an AmeriCorps volunteer here to talk to us about volunteer opportunities at the West County Health Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, it's nice to be here.
Thanks. And how did you get involved with this program, specifically with AmeriCorps and going into West County Health?
I just graduated from the University of Miami this past spring, and I don't know how many of you guys are in the job market right now, but the job market, especially for people my age, is really, really rough right now. And a guidance counselor told me about AmeriCorps and about all of the amazing things that it does and all of the opportunities that it gives to people exactly like me. And I just couldn't say no. It just sounded too good to be true, honestly. And it was. I got a job here with West County Health Centers, and I drove all the way from Miami. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I drove from Miami to be here, and I am really just, I'm learning so much, and I feel like I'm doing so much good work, and it's all because of AmeriCorps.
Oh, fantastic. And so they are looking for volunteers at the medical center. What kind of positions are those?
Well, we have a lot of positions available. The ones that we are looking to fill specifically right now are class aide for a Spanish diabetes class and also an aide for a mother toddlers group. I personally have actually volunteered with them a couple times, and it is just so much fun. Really, it's a lovely group, small, a few very well-behaved kids, and Dr. Kyla, who runs the group, she is just so great. And honestly, if nobody else takes up the volunteer position, I'd love to keep filling it in if I had the time. But we're just looking for really anybody who has time, who wants to help their community, who wants to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
So for these volunteer positions, are there specific time slots during the week or certain days that these positions are functioning?
Yes and no. For certain positions, yes, there are very specific time requirements. For instance, the mother and toddler class is from 10:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. only Wednesday mornings. And the Spanish diabetes class is specifically Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30. But the other positions, we work to fit anybody's schedule. And the wonderful thing about what we're doing, we are just truly such a unique kind of volunteer program because we have opportunities for anybody, and they are doing direct work with patient care, and they are being part of the interface. You know, we're also looking for hosts in our waiting rooms to just greet guests to make sure patients feel welcome and stuff. And we are also looking for anybody who has any kind of skills that they think can work, because we're always developing new programs. We're always coming up with new positions. We are always looking for people who want to help out. So anything that you can think of that you think would be worth it to give your time to the West County Health Centers, we are looking, and we would be willing to work with anybody.
Fantastic. And where are your locations?
Oh, we have four different locations. Probably our biggest one would be in Sebastopol, Gravenstein Community Health Center. Right across the street, we have our Sebastopol Center, which is primarily dental care, but we are branching out as of now. We have a Forestville Center, the Forestville Wellness Center, and we have an Occidental Health Center. So we have four centers altogether, and then there are other smaller locations surrounding there.
Nice. And this is actually a fantastic opportunity for students based around their class schedules and to build experience.
Absolutely, it is. I just got out of school. I can tell you for a fact that we are looking pretty much exactly for students. We have, like I said, tons of data entry positions available, and that is really, really good experience for you to put on your resume. Our Gravenstein Center is really close to the junior college. We are actually already talking to several volunteers from there, so we are willing to work with any kind of schedule. We're very flexible. If you want to come in the middle of the day between classes, you know, if you have a huge five-hour break, come on in. Once a week, just help us out, volunteer a little bit.
Thank you so much. Again, I've been joined by Christy Birch. She is an AmeriCorps volunteer representing the West County Health Centers. For more information, you can email cbirch@wchealth.org or go to wchealth.org for more information. Again, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Cinema Spotlight.